The largest religion in Bangladesh is Islam, with Muslims constituting over 88% of the nation's over 156 million population. Hindus and Buddhists are the most significant minorities of the country, while Christians, Sikhs, animists, and atheists form the minuscule remainders. Catholicism came to the region in the 16th century with the arrival of the Portuguese sailors. Today, the country's Catholic population of over 350,000 accounts for just 0.2% of the population. Among several foreign missionary congregations working in Bangladesh are the Zaverian missionaries, who are identified by the initials SX after their name. And today we have with us Father Marcello Storgato, a 73-year-old Rome-born Zaverian missionary who worked in Bangladesh for 21 years from 1972 until 1994 when he was called to serve in the Zaverian media in Brescia, Italy. In an interview with him, we came to know a lot about the Zaverian mission in Bangladesh. Today, in the first of a two-part interview, Father Storgato, who has been a Zaverian missionary for 50 years, first tells us about his congregation.
Well, our founder is Saint Guido Conforti, a man of Parma who became the Bishop of Parma. When he was in the seminary, read the biography of Saint Francis Xavier, and he was really impressed and moved, and he wanted to become a missionary. He wrote to the Jesuits, to the Salesians, and so on, but nobody accepted him. Most of all because he wasn't really healthy. So he had to give up, and a young priest, he started thinking of founding a missionary. If I cannot go to the missions, I can prepare many missionaries who can go and proclaim the gospel. And so he did.
Which year was the congregation founded?
Was founded 1895, yeah. And... It was a small congregation, very poor, of course.
And then now, how many are you?
Well, our congregation is still a small one. It's about 700 missionaries, and most of us are in advanced age. But there are still a lot of young vocations, particularly from the missions where we work. Mm-hmm. Mexico, Indonesia, Philippines, Brazil, Colombia, Congo, Burundi, Cameroon and Chad, and also from Bangladesh.
When was it, how was it that Marcello decided to become a Zaverian missionary?
Well, I was studying in a major seminary in south of Rome, Anagni, and we had missionaries coming to talk to us. Particularly one impressed me, a Xaverian, who would come and talk us about church, the Vatican Council, the new ideal of mission, the new vision of pastoral work. And five of us started thinking of becoming a missionary. We prayed every day in spite of hard studies. We used to have half an hour of adoration with a book written by a Xaverian missionary, Father Dagnino, and through prayer and meditation, adoration, we decided to become a missionary.
All in the group?
Yes.
And they're still there, I believe?
Well, two of them had died, but the others are on earth for a little while still.
Where was your first posting, Father?
As a missionary, I was posted to Bangladesh. I had love for India, but we have no missionaries there. So, Bangladesh is part of the subcontinent. So I joined there in 72, and I worked there for 21 years until 94.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the charism of the Zaverians. What is special about Zaverians?
Well, being a religious, of course, we have the three vows, but our founder wanted to add another one, which is the vow of mission. So we are, throughout our lives, missionaries till the end to those who don't know Christ. This is our specific, and we have also, well, the characteristic of being very familiar with everybody, mixing with the people, staying with them, try to imitate them, and accepting all the good characteristics and qualities of every culture.
What is your experience in Bangladesh since you came there for the first time? And what have you learned from them, from Bangladesh? Majority Muslim countries.
Yes, of course. And their mission is a bit difficult, I would say. Particularly, we in Bangladesh don't have the satisfactions of missionaries in Africa, thousands of people becoming Christian. But I'll tell you, I learned how to pray, first of all. Bengali people, like Indian people, know how to pray spontaneously from the heart. We here in Europe are gelid. We pray with fixed prayers.
Like a formula.
And in Bangladesh, I really learned how to pray from the simple people, women or men. Their spontaneous prayer during the Mass,
from the heart,
or during
yes.
the Prarthana Shobha impressed me. But also to be happy with less. This is another characteristic of poor people. And we don't have to worry for the future. We have to live the present and share whatever we have. A small happening impressed me. I was in a village, and the conference of St. Vincent de Paul women had a meeting in the afternoon, and I joined them. They laid down the carpet, and they sat around. They put the Bible in the middle and a lit candle, because they said Bible is a light in our life. And then they said a prayer, Our Father, and every lady got up and threw a spoon of rice into a plate. And every woman did that. And at the end, the plate was filled up. So I asked them, what is the meaning of this? Your poor families, why are you taking away some rice?
From your family?
Yeah. And they said, well, Father, it's true we are poor, but a spoon of rice every day doesn't harm anyone. But you see, every day collecting a spoon of rice, now we filled up this dish, and we can satisfy a family who hasn't also that little. And this is the real generosity of poor people. I got impressed. But also, the Muslims have a lot of qualities. We work a lot in dialogue, of course. And dialogue is based on knowing people, getting in touch with people, talking with them, become friendly, try to understand their values and also limits. And we had a lot of satisfaction with them. And these are real conversion, deep conversion, because when you see Muslim people appreciate other persons, other religions, because of friendship, there is a big conversion, surely. And particularly, I came to know a saint, a popular saint, who had left all his properties and came to Jussor town to live beside the river, a very poor life, and he collected children who were in difficulties and would live with them and bring them up. And he used to come to our gatherings, also to our prayer meeting. And we took him also to the national stadium when Pope John Paul II came to Dhaka and ordained 19 Bengali priests. And he was shocked. coming out of the stadium, he said to me, "You are few, and you could gather 19 youths who become priests and serve the people and God from their young age. We are many, but I can get two young people serving humanity, and I will tell this happening everywhere I will go to talk to the Muslim." And he did so. Very impressive how, without telling anyone, I mean, simple facts can gain the souls and the minds of people.
That was the first of a two-part interview with Italian Xaverian missionary Father Marcello Storgato, who worked in Bangladesh for 21 years. Tune in the same time next week for the final part of this interview. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.